Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday. It's the 15th day of September, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 86 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 47. And the temperature is getting up there, but you can tell when the fall is closing in because the high temperature doesn't stay high all day. I mean, it ain't like it gets up to 86 by fucking noon and then stays that way and gets a little hotter just before dark. You know, you'll get 86 all right for maybe an hour or two, and then it'll start cooling back down. But I can definitely feel the fall in here. I'm sure you guys can, too. We're going to run through break. We'll be right back, and we'll see what we're going to look at today.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over and look at the news. You know the news, that which informs you, you know, that gives you the facts that you disseminate for yourself and you decide what the truth is. Well, wait a minute, no, that's not what we're looking at here. Galen put up, you know, at the top, we have whatever they're saying here looks like it's more important than anything on American news. Galen put up a link to that on that story talk, and there was a, you know, they're talking about this single minor. They show a picture of him with the face blurred out. Ain't no faces blurred out on this one here. And I ain't heard one fucking little bit about what about this right here? Right. It's right at the top from the trenches. Why hasn't it been addressed? I mean, why is it being ignored? But finally, oh, I guess, oh, hunters, you know, they found out that, you know, he likes diddling kitties. He likes little girls. No shit, motherfucker. How long has it been? After the Fifth Court ruled that Biden administration violated free speech rights by coercing social media to censor true speech, the government had two choices. What were their choices? One, stop violating the first. It ain't the First fucking Amendment. If people just understood just one little fucking thing, that goddamn Constitution ain't nothing. It doesn't fucking exist. All exists is that the articles on that fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. No, the first fucking article. It's not violating. It's violating the fucking law. It's treason. It's fucking sedition. It is fucking a goddamn capital offense. But they, of course, quit violating First Amendment. No, it ain't the fucking First Amendment. The Bill of Rights is a body of fucking law. It is the only body of law applicable to the individual free sovereign nationals in this goddamn country. And you fucking know it. But I mean, just keep pushing the propaganda like we're seeing more and more COVID, more and more vote, more and more this. Whatever they fucking, whatever narrative they want to push, you know, fool some of the people. I don't think you're going to fool enough of them this time to even pull off a fucking election. I'm serious about that. New program tracks foreign forces killing civilians with U.S. weapons. I can't believe, they wouldn't do that, would they? Come on, people. Human rights advocates and some congressional Democrats. Fuck. See, you're going to see Democrats. They were keeping it completely out of there because everybody said, you all shit through the same. Well, they saw it, man. They saw that you were all the same fucking people. I'm against it. I'm a controlled opposition on this one. Next one, I'm right there with the Democrats. Yeah, you fucking pricks. It's called the fucking 1% versus the rest of the fucking humanity. Democrats on Wednesday cautiously welcomed Washington Post reporting that the Biden administration has created a program to track and investigate allegations of foreign forces harming or killing civilians with weapons provided by the United States. Go back to the fucking Iraq-Iraqi war, proxy war for the United States. They use fucking sarin gas. That's one of the things they bombed Syria for, remember? That sarin gas, when they went into Iraq, the war was before that, the war with fucking Iran, but they killed, man, hundreds of thousands with fucking sarin gas. And when they went in for look for their weapons of mass destruction, the weapons they found, the biologicals, they had one thing in fucking common. They all said fucking USA on the side of them. So if you're killing the right fucking people with unlawful fucking weapons with goddamn biologicals, I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. It's okay. But they did. A lot of you people out there remember when they were blowing up the stockpiles, said USA on the side of them fucking chem weapons, didn't it? The United States clearly has a vested interest in knowing what harms its weapons sales and security assistance costs to civilians. You don't give a shit. This is just more fodder, people. They're building up for an election. They got to have something to fucking that means nothing. And it does mean nothing because nothing means nothing until we have our goddamn rights and we have our goddamn law back in place. And we, the people, are the fucking masters of this fucking domain, like we're supposed to be as individual free sovereigns. None of this shit matters. Of course, they're going to fucking kill civilians. They're goddamn Nazis. They're fucking goddamn fucking communists and capitalists, man. I mean, the murderingest son of a bitch has ever existed on this planet. Human Rights Watch, Deputy Washington Director Nicole Wittersham told the newspaper, let's see if the Biden administration puts political will behind this good idea. Biden, even to suggest there's an administration, it's not. They got some fucking asshole with a goddamn broomstick up his ass so he can fucking stand. They work his fucking jaw sometimes unless the fucking string breaks and it just fucking wanders around until it falls off the fucking stage. This is the goofiest fucking shit I've ever seen in all my fucking days. My dad seen this. I don't know what he would say. I mean, he'd call half of this goofy. This much fucking goofiness is fucking beyond fucking intolerable acts. Hell yes, it's intolerable. Assistance costs to Civilian Human Rights Watch Deputy Washington Director Nicole Witterman told the newspaper, really? He said, let's see if the Biden administration puts political will. Fucking, he ain't got no fucking will. He can't even hold his own shit. Annie Shile, U.S. Advocacy Director at the Center for Civilians in Conflict, called the initiative an important step, but added, of course, its impact will come down to the details of the implementation. Really? God damn, that's how it works. I mean, you put one foot in front of the other and another, and you're walking? Really? God damn, you must be an expert. The Quaker Group Friend Committee on National Legislation noted Scheel's remarks on X, formerly Twitter, the artist formerly known as Prince must have come up with this one. While celebrating the positive news on accountability for harm caused by U.S. supplied weapons, what the fuck you think they're going to do with them? They're going to fucking kill their fucking enemies, and their enemies aren't all Russian. And they're going to fucking pillage, and they're going to raid. It's about fucking mammon. That's all every war has ever been about is the fucking money, man. It's follow the money trail, and you find out what the reason for the war is. Because people just don't fuck. I mean, you and me are sitting here. Do you want to go out and just, would you rather just live a happy fucking life? Or would you have to go out, do what you're going to have to do and go out and fight and die and kill, see carnage, see things you never fucking will be able to get out of your mind and fucking destroy your mind, destroy your body, fight and kill, die if you have to? I mean, would you rather do that, or would you rather be sitting on your fucking back porch watching your grandchildren play on your lawn and at your house that you truly fucking own that nobody can fucking take from you? I'm sure all of you would rather be out there fucking in the fucking this shit storm. The U.S. State Department, which is leading the program with the help of personnel from the Pentagon, intelligence community, and other agencies, announced that civilian harm incident response guidance in an August 23rd cable to American embassies and casualties, according to the Post. A State Department spokesman told the Middle East Eye on Wednesday that it's an acronym, CHIRG, establishes a process to respond to new incidents of civilian harm and prevent them from reoccurring and drive partners to conduct military operations in it. Come on, partner. Come on, good buddy Zelensky. I just shit my pants. I'm Joe Biden, and I shit my pants. And there's nothing nobody can do about it. Fucking partner. Recurring and to drive partners to conduct military operations in accordance with international law. Is that like for the cluster bombs that the fucking Jews drop on the fucking Gaza Strip on little children that burn through their little bodies? I mean, the fucking Palestinian shoots a bottle rocket across the fucking fence and it fucking lands and it cracks the sidewalk. These motherfuckers take out a whole fucking block with a fucking daisy cutter fucking bomb killing everybody, and then they blast it with cluster bombs, which are anti-personnel bombs, in an area that they know is fucking occupied by civilians. But I mean, fucking, why shouldn't they be accountable? Shouldn't they be having trying to prevent in civil? I've seen them shoot kids. They're not going to try and prevent fucking civilian fucking harm, are they? But declined to say whether the probes will be made public. Of course not. The news initiative resembles a Defense Department effort launched last year that focuses on injuries and deaths of non-combatants caused by American forces, on which said at the time, offer opportunities to address longstanding structural flaws in U.S. policy and practice, prevent future harm, and provide civilian provide civilian harm by U.S. operations with recognition and response they deserve. Man, they're fucking worried about us going down to the store and buying us a fucking gun to defend our fucking rights. But these motherfucking, these people here, I seen a picture that goes along with this. The guy's holding the fucking rocket launcher and fucking shit. We're handing that over to these fucking maniacs on their fucking streets and their fucking civilian population, their children, because they love the children. And they care about the children. Are getting blown the fuck up. Their houses are getting blown up. They're getting robbed. They're getting beat. They're fucking, international corporate mafia. U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Menendez, we got a Democrat in New Jersey, said on social media that he was pleased to see that the State Department adopting an element of the safeguarding human rights in arms export. Let's see, that would be S-H-R-A-X Act. Fuck your act. Your fucking act is nothing more than corporate fucking policy from an unlawful corporate fucking nation operating in violation of the fucking law of December 15, 1791, and you fucking know it. These are, when they talk about these acts, these are just corporate motherfucking policies. That's all in the fuck they are. They do not have any force behind them, and they can be violated at will because, you know, you can change a policy at will if you're a fucking corporation, but you cannot violate the fucking law. That's, I mean, if we had our law, man, we could, people, if we would fucking take it back, I mean, but we have to do it. It has to be us. Nobody's going to come over here. No fucking knight in shining armor riding a white charger is going to come charging up. I'm Donald fucking Trump and my hair won't fit under this fucking hat. And I'm going to get rid of all these fucking illegal aliens. That's what made put that fucker on the in the White House, man, for, you know, what it's worth. It was still a fraud. It was when it made him the corporate fucking anarchist and anarchy for this. No, not anarchy. That ain't the word. Aristocrat for this fucking area with House Foreign Affairs Committee ranking member George Gregory Meeks, Democrat in New York. We got some Democrats. We vote the Republicans in this time. Then, we'll get it up the ass by fucking the Jews, and we'll go to war with Iran. We'll go kill their fucking enemies. We'll go secure more fucking wealth for them with blood from our fucking children. We'll do things different. It's going to change. Passing such legislation, the Post pointed out, would ensure that the new procedures can't be abolished by a future administration. What the fuck, you know, what do you mean passing new legislation, a new act? You know, there's legislation, there's acts concerning fucking our borders, concerning the fucking securing of our borders and how many people can come into this fucking country, and that it is a violation of, well, see, that's the whole problem. It's a violation of the law that we have to fucking enforce, but it's just a violation of their policy. And if the fucking executive branch of the fucking, what they're calling the executive branch, if the head CEO decides that he's not going to enforce that fucking policy, it is not law that is has to be enforced. It's policy that is at their goddamn whim to not fucking enforce and allow an invasion of your country. That's how this all occurred, you man. You lazy people. We're too lazy to do it ourselves, so we hired a bunch of fucking lackeys that fucking, well, they gained power by fucking just doing what they fucking wanted to, and we didn't fucking stop them. I mean, right now, we could stop them dead in their fucking tracks. We're real fucking easy, real fucking quick. But we won't do it. Why? I don't know. Maybe we've lost our fucking spirit. Maybe fucking, well, I know that the fucking people, there's 40 million people out there. You know, you got to remember that what they're calling the Revolutionary War, the hijacking, which by the way, happy hijacking day. This is Declaration of Independence Day. That's when the motherfuckers that the fucking people rose up against originally in the colonies came and hijacked their popular fucking uprising for their fucking rights and turned it into a fucking goddamn Revolutionary War to make them fucking the corporate monarchy of this fucking country. And that's exactly what fucking happened. And that's exactly what we're living in right now. And that Bill of Rights would have, man, if the fucking original founders would have just wiped them fuckers out. I mean, you'd already been fighting for that long. We should have went to Philadelphia and killed every one of them son of a bitches, took every bit of fucking wealth they had, and fucking put it as a treasury, and then elected from the common people, the people who fought the fucking war. If you weren't a part of that 3%, you don't get a fucking run for fucking office in this first fucking goddamn round of fucking elections. But there are going to be elections, and the people that get a run are the people who fucking bled, the people who fucking lost their homes, the people who lost their fucking families, lost their loved ones. That's who gets to fucking run. people who appreciate what has been won through that fucking blood, not somebody who handed away for the first to this first son of a bitch with 30 pieces of silver, huh? Passing such legislation, the Post pointed out, would ensure the new procedures can't be abolished. Really? No, they can't be abolished, but they can be reinterpreted because it's all fucking subject matter bullshit. We don't need none of this fucking shit. We need the goddamn law that is absolute law, that is written in fucking fact and cannot be fucking changed, to be enforced by the people it was meant to be enforced by. None of this would be an issue. All these fuckers would be dead. They'd be hung for fucking treason and sedition. What they have done, they have not done with the fucking authority of the fucking people. As individuals, they've taken what belongs to us without due process of the law. This is a fucking usurpation of the fucking people's supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 in our jurisdictional fucking superior, supreme authority. Plain and simple. I'm going to go, Elizabeth Warren, this is all happy horseshit. Well, I just wanted to give you the gist to what they're talking about. Are these weapons being used? The fucking course they have. You know how many, here's the picture of the guy with, fuck, he's got like a missile launcher, a fucking, looks like a AK-47, I mean, AR-15, a rocket launcher, another launcher, some kind of launcher thing. I mean, just the fucking best that our money can fucking buy. And this son of a bitch, go over there and take a look at him. See if you trust him in a shit house with a muzzle on. He's going to take that over there, and he's going to take any goddamn thing he wants. Who's going to stop him? That's why they don't want you to have a fucking goddamn butter knife. This is the U.S.-Mexico border, and they show this son of a bitch. This is another video. Where are the women and children? How did they get here from Africa? Who's funding this and why? Well, it's George Soros funding it. They got here from Africa, probably on planes or boats afforded by fucking Soros. And they're here to fucking kill you and take everything you got. Next question. O'Keefe, undercover in Lahaina Part 1, Maui police and sheriffs tell journalists governor has prohibited photography on public land. And they go through this, and I mean, back and forth. I watched it, but the bottom line is, well, the cops are lying. They can't do that. That'd be against the law. But we've passed legislation that fucking said we can violate your rights. I don't think the 9th article allows that, does it? Plain and fucking simple, motherfucker. You fucking see, you just saying it. You know, you're another one, just like that bitch. I can't remember where she was yesterday. That was fucking thing. She's gonna fucking put a moratorium on fucking guns. You know, I'm just gonna put a moratorium on them. We'll put a rope around your fucking neck, and you fucking fat neck son of a bitch and steroid freak in this picture. We'll put a rope around your fat fucking neck and drop your ass through the goddamn doors. You do not violate our law, motherfucker, and you do not own us. And you do not direct us, and we are not in your fucking custody, you privateer motherfucker. You goddamn, what the hell do they call it? Mercenary. That's what the fuck you are. And you're going to fucking die with the rest of the fucking mercenaries, you fat fuck. Report. Investigators zero in on meeting between Joe Biden, Hunter, and Devon Arzer, rah, 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 rah. See, all this stuff, and then they ease that fucking other thing in with, we'll put that article up later, I've seen it before, with him with the single underage girl in bed with him, but goddamn, we got top of the fucking page, we got him with five little 6-year-olds dressed up like fucking prostitutes, weighing out his fucking crack cocaine. I mean, I think that's a little more fucking devastating. Why aren't you doing anything with that fucking photo? I mean, that he filmed it. I guess maybe fucking he sells the fucking porn. I don't know. And they talked about that girl. Wonder what happened to the girl. I wonder what happened to them 4 or 5 little fucking girls. I bet that happened in fucking Ukraine. That's why they go over there where there is no fucking law. Well, there ain't no law here either. But there isn't even the pretense of fucking law that can fucking stop them. And I bet them little girls went straight down to the underground facility and were cut up a fucking live and sold like goddamn hamburger at the fucking meat market, buddy. multi-billion dollar industry, don't you know? No, shove it up your ass. This is just, all this is fucking bullshit, subject matter, meaningless in every fucking aspect. We know what the motherfucker is. We know what the motherfuckers are. Even fucking Trumpy. You people out there, oh, I'm going to go vote Trump. I got more money on my paycheck. Go vote Trump. So you're going to vote on the lesser of two pedophiles? Is he the lesser of the two pedophiles or the sneakier? Huh? You're going to fucking vote for a pedophile. If you do, you're a fucking traitor to your people. You're a sick in the head son of a bitch. You participate in this fucking pedophilic motherfucking foreign fucking occupational election in any way, and you are a goddamn fucking traitor to your people, traitor to the law of your people, traitor to the fucking decency of your people, traitor to the morality of your fucking people. See, never embrace socialism or the siren song of social justice. Argentine president candidate Miley warns Tucker of the danger. Oh, fuck Tucker Carlson. Let's see here. Tensions rise on Italy's Lampedusa. We talked about this yesterday, about all the tons of fucking people. I mean, just a rat shit ton. I can't remember how many thousands there were. Yeah, but now, you know, they showed up yesterday. Now they're fucking ripping things apart. You feed us. You house us right now, you motherfucker. We crossed your border illegally. We came into your fucking... You get us our shit. You get us what we want right now, or we'll rip this fucking place apart. It's what you're fucking facing here in this country, too. And you don't have to. You have the fucking means. You've always had the means of these poor son of a bitches in Italy. Man, I'll tell you. I mean, it's just fucking... It's a huge fucking crowd. I can't remember yesterday how many we said there were, but they just crossed in. Came in from Africa, got here somehow. I mean, we had the question up there earlier. Who financed it? Well, George Soros and fucking company, the international corporate mafia fucking financed it. But here they are. And I mean, they are just fucking like ripping shit apart. Saying, you get us food. You get us goddamn housing right now. Get moving, motherfucker. If the American nationals had as much fucking courage as these people aren't courage. They're just fucking animals. But if we were fucking just goddamn animal enough to fucking grab, hey, you motherfuckers, quit fucking with our rights. Get the fuck out of our goddamn public offices. You take your fucking corporation and run, because we're going to fucking rip you to pieces. I mean, these people, this ain't their fucking country. It's Italy. They came from Africa. How in the fuck did they get there? Well, they were brought there. And now they're ripping the fucking place, demanding. It's like somebody walking in your house demanding, give me some fucking dinner. Give me something to drink right now. Who the fuck are you? Do what I told you, or I'll rip your fucking house apart. Really? Boom. Maybe I'll rip you a fucking part. The UN declares war against COVID and climate change misinformation. I mean, just, it's the same fucking bullshit day after day after day after day. Now, ain't it, folks? I mean... This is they're getting together this some kind of narrative that they can try to pass over as fucking issues between the people. The issues with our people is they are fucking not recognizing our fucking lawful authority in this country. They are trying to fucking exercise unlawful authorities over us. They are inflicting tyranny on our fucking people, and they are fucking robbing us fucking blind. That is the fucking problem here, and nobody's gonna talk about that in those words and with those ideas. We know what the fucking problem. This is all fucking and so fucking what? Until we have our goddamn freedom and liberty back, what the fuck do we care? Anyways, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them there is I'll rush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world. Whipping whole souls. The rich man north, the rich man, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. But your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Knows a rich man, knows a rich man. I wish politicians look out for miners. Not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. So God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of blood drowned. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world. With an old soul, these rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, 'cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, 'cause the rich men know the rich men. Been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively of 60. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Oliver Anthony with Richmond Men, North of Richmond. And it's made a stir. I mean, he's speaking. I mean, I heard he called off a program because they're trying to charge $100 a fucking ticket. And he's, that wouldn't, we didn't dig it, man. If all of us fucking, we'd fucking just turn our backs on the fucking mammon and turn our face toward the freedom and liberty, we could fucking beat this fucking thing, man. We could beat it, and we could beat it quick. Anyways, I was, you know, thinking about yesterday. I was on one of the comments, I think it was yesterday, and someone was saying, when's Spartacus going to arrive? You know what, people? He's here. Spartacus is here. Spartacus is you. You know, you look back in history, like, take Spartacus, for instance. How was he defeated? Through duplicity, who fucking, somebody fucking betrayed him. You know, William Wallace, betrayed by fucking Robert the Bruce. I mean, he betrayed the man who stood up and fucking fought for his fucking people. He betrayed him, and who went down in history as the great king that freed Scotland? That dirty piece of fucking shit, two-faced, backstabbing, low-life motherfucker Robert the Bruce. I guarantee his family is still fucking filthy rich. And then, and you know, at the last battle when the fucking lords just turned around, he sold out cheap. They sold out cheap. Fucking that's, we got to get rid of those motherfuckers right there. Those motherfucking mammon worshiping pieces of fucking garbage. And it's just regular folk just go out there and beat the fuck out of these motherfuckers. Shoot them out of this country. Hang them out of this fucking country. And be fucking free. And be able to feel good a fucking again about yourself and about your fucking, not, you know, maybe die in peace. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, let's see. Real cars carrying toxic chemicals have caught fire and exploded, releasing hazardous smoke into the air near North Platte, Nebraska. Well, no shit. Every day there's something new like that. Excuse me. And, you know, this is a video, and they're showing the fucking this beautiful land and all this nasty fucking chemical shit. I wonder how that happened. I mean, just every fucking day they're ripping this fucking place apart. And I mean, it's, I guess if you just do it a little bit at a time and you cover each other's ass and there's, and the people, I mean, you've completely separated yourself from the people through the fucking lodges and shit. I guess you fucking got a hand, a leg up anyway, but God damn it, people, we are fucking, I know there's got to be 40 million out there itching to fucking take this shit and just shove it right down their goddamn throat. What is it going to take to spark Spartacus off? What's it going to take? If we all fucking stand, see, the problem with things like Spartacus and with William Wallace and all these, it's one man. You eliminate one man, you eliminate the head of this fucking, of the thinking part of it, you know, the part of the, or even the mechanism, even if you have like a goddamn, you know, you put together a fucking little group of fucking people who are going to be commanders, and you can be general and I'll be fucking captain, what might have you. You still, you have an apparatus that's what they're going to look at. They're going to look at those people right there, or that single fucking person that fucking is making it all fucking happen. And it's got to be all of us, each and every fucking one of us. Each and every one of us has to be Spartacus. That way, they have to pacify every fucking one of us. They don't just kill one and get rid of the fucking problem. They don't buy off one. They don't fucking buy off a fucking group. You know, I'm trying to think of what I want to, a command structure. They don't buy off a command structure. They don't buy off two or three people in a command structure so that the, they can fucking be rats and informants so that they can attack the people when they, you know, so that they know what you're fucking doing for intelligence. They can't do that if you're fighting fucking individuals. But if individuals, you got to come out. All you got to be Spartacus. You got to come out and you got to fucking fight. There's no two ways about it. This ain't going to fucking stop until you do. And if you don't do it, it's never going to stop, and it's going to get worse to the fucking point to where you will be on your goddamn knees kissing the ring, I promise you, bowing and kowtowing at the foot of a fucking Chinaman. Is that really what you fucking want? Are you really that fucking goddamn afraid that you would leave that kind of a world to your fucking children and grandchildren? Would you really? Do you think about it even? A lot of people, man, much easier to turn the fucking football game on and drink a fucking beer than fucking go in online and find out what the fucking, see the true destruction of your country. Well, at the break, you know, we'll have the, you know, 15 minutes of fucking mainstream propaganda. Everything seems to be okay. I mean, I'm broke as a motherfucker. I can barely afford my beer anymore. I guess when you get to the point where you can't afford your beer and your fucking cable, then maybe you look around and wonder what the fuck's going on around here. Maybe. Just maybe. Speaking at the WEF, that's the World
Economic... They'll be on their knees begging to get their beer and
Yes,
cable they, back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, to get their cable back. What do you want me to do, Massa? I do it right now. Just tell me what to do, and I will do it. In fact, that's why reason the cable's on, because that was something that really might anger them. I mean, you take their goddamn football away from them. I mean, unbelievable. If you get 20,000 people in a fucking stadium and on a weekend, but you can't get fucking people to, you know, 20,000 to show up with armed to kick some fucking ass. I don't know, people. All my life, I've seen this worsening. And what I've observed is that people fucking tend to fucking say, wow, this has to stop, when it fucking affects them, when it directly just, you know, shuts their fucking shit down, when it spits in their fucking face, and when they try to spit back, they get slapped fucking down. Oh, man, there's a problem. God damn, somebody needs to fucking step up. We need a Spartacus. That's what we need. No, we need fucking about 40 million Spartacuses, and then which morphs into about 100 million fucking Spartacuses. We'll wipe these motherfuckers out like they didn't ever exist in the first fucking place. Oh, of course, speaking at the WEF, the World Economic Forum, former head of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, what these fucking people would have to do it with a sovereign country that fucking cannot be fucking controlled from the outside, that would be a violation. I mean, there's never been no power for them to join any outside organizations. It is joining with a foreign king. It is treason. It's sedition. But actually, it's a fucking corporation that we fucking have not fucking shut down. So corporations, they can made up down there in Davos, and they can ski and booger little boys and booger little girls and exchange spit and decide our lives for us. China division, SWAR, Prasad, or Prasad, CBDCs will be programmable such as that government will be able to severely restrict how, when, where, on what, and by whom they can be spent, including to imposition of expiry dates. And then talking about the making this fucking electronic money. And, you know, fucking we're guaranteed silver and gold. Now we settle for fucking debt dollars. I mean, fucking promissory notes with nothing to fucking back them. Oh, they'll settle for that. We'll keep that one longer. Now you're, you know, the world's in debt more than the fucking world's worth. And how that fucking happened, we could owe it all to a handful of motherfuckers who ain't never fucking lifted a fucking hand, ain't never fucking sweat a bead of sweat working in their whole fucking life. I think it's fraud. I'm going to throw it out there. I think it's fucking fraud. But no, you go ahead and try this, you son of a bitch. You try to tell an American, you can't have that. Yeah, that's your money, but we're going to tell you what you spend. We're your mommy. We're going to play mommy and daddy with you. Well, daddy's about ready to get his fucking neck ripped off his fucking shoulders and mommy right with him. You don't tell a fucking American what they can do with their own fucking sweat of their fucking brow, cocksucker. Yeah, I know you do, and a lot of assholes accept it. But everybody doesn't go to their fucking knees when confronted with fucking some prick like you. Some people will stand up and blow your fucking head off, you son of a bitch. You don't have nothing to say about how we conduct our fucking lives. And you better get it through your fucking head before you get led through your fucking head. Is China about to invade Taiwan? Do I fucking care? Why would I fucking care when my country is in the goddamn mess it's in? People living on underpasses, fucking drug addicts. I mean, on the fucking street, just stand there. I mean, you can see them like zombie apocalypse. People dying. The fucking streets are filthy. The fucking country. I remember going down to Mexico when I was young, and everything looked shabby. It needed to be painted. The roads sucked, and you know, and everything. That's what's happening here. They're deteriorating away our fucking country, man. And, you know, when this whole thing started with the Trump and the fucking the Biden thing, remember infrastructure We're going to have infrastructure jobs, you know, shovel ready. Remember those? And you go down the goddamn roads and you fucking, nothing's changed. They didn't, I mean, they throw a little fucking shit. That's, you know, 20 miles of road, some people's fucking career. All they do is go out once or twice a year and throw a shovel full of fucking goddamn gravel with fucking tar in it in the fucking hole and stomp on it with their fucking foot. And that's their fucking, you know, that justifies their $60,000-$70,000 a year fucking goddamn wages. It is a fucking scam. I mean, it's like in the old films you watch of Chicago and Washington. I mean, New York, where the, you know, the mafias ran the, well, you ain't going to work for the goddamn garbage company unless you got an in, you know, everybody had it and you're giving kickbacks and shit. This is a mafia fucking world. We have to shut it down. How do you get rid of the fucking mafia? With the fucking law. A lot of people, it should be anarchy. I've seen people actually fucking say this. We need anarchy. What the fuck do you think you have, you dumb son of a bitch? Look up the word anarchy. Define it and tell me what you have right now, you stupid prick. What we need is fucking law. We have the fucking law. The law is fucking perfect. It is absolute. It is just. It is honest. It just needs to be implemented. Anarchy, my ass. Anarchy's what you got, stupid. Do you understand what anarchy is? It's a lack of fucking law. It's chaos. It's what we're living through right fucking now. Jesus Christ almighty. Watch. Biden starts screaming, tells another lie during speech after Hunter's indictment. And, I mean, fucking, like I said, at the top of this fucking page, there is a goddamn, answer that goddamn fucking video. You know, when that video first came out, it was in English. You guys remember, you people who've seen it first, you know that. It was in English, and all of a sudden, you can't get it in nothing but fucking Russian. That's why, you know, there's a headline up there, can somebody interpret this? And so, but the bottom line is, that was in fucking English. And then it disappeared, and then it come back, and now it's in fucking Russian. I guess that's to make it look like the fucking Russians did it. I mean, like, I don't know. What did they bring Biden in there at gunpoint? And they were standing back with guns. You not, okay, you pedophile those little girls. No, do some crack first. Okay, yeah, right. I mean, this has become fucking intolerable, people. Remember the fucking intolerable acts when the people finally said, this is just fucking intolerable. We're not going to do it. We'd rather fucking die than live in this kind of a fucking world. And we certainly much rather die than watch the fucking, God, you know, they talk about the guns and stuff. How about the kids that are murdered? How about the kids that are pedophiled? Put those fucking numbers up against fucking, you know, more people are killed with hammers than guns. But put those up against what guns are, even people, assholes or criminals that use guns are fucking doing. Put those numbers up against what the criminals that are fucking pedophiling, murdering, multi-billion-dollar industry, fucking hacking up live children and selling them. And you're fucking worried about my fucking gun? I mean, this, you talk about a fucking misplaced fucking priorities. I think this is fucking the epitome thereof. Once Biden starts screaming, fuck Biden. Fuck Biden. He's nobody. He's a fucking mummy. Like I said, he's walking around with a broomstick up his ass or he couldn't stand. His pants full of fucking shit. And then if the only thing that goes wrong is when the fucking goddamn marionette strings break and he's sitting there. I mean, goddamn, that right there should be enough for everybody to throw his ass out of fucking, well, he's not in office. He's the corporate motherfucking CEO, the corporate monarch for the fucking King of Chuck over there in fucking Eden. Well, I'll tell you what, King Chuck, you're going to lose your crown, buddy. This fucking shit's going to go down, and for this time, you will never, ever come back over to this fucking country and do another goddamn thing. I know your little bitch boy, Harry's over here, that little punk bitch. And think about it, people. They're talking, you know, his son could actually be the first royal of the royal family that could run for president. No, he fucking couldn't. He's not a fucking American national. His dad is a foreign fucking national. He is not a natural born American. That's why they've been doing this shit like with goddamn Obama. And then again with fucking Trump, because Trump is not a fucking natural born American citizen. I mean, not citizen, but national. He's not natural born. His mom was Scottish. He had a choice. He could be a Scottish with an American fucking passport too, or he could be an American with a Scottish passport too. But he was natural born means you can't be anything else. And you don't have to sign a paper to be it. It's just like fucking Ted Cruz. I mean, he had to fill out a whole bunch of papers and denounce his citizenship and fucking Canada and everything. And all of a sudden, he's a natural born citizen of the United States. Fuck, how dumb do you... I keep doing that, don't I? And I really shouldn't. But we're not that fucking dumb. Unbelievable.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Joe spends more time up in the air and in different countries than he does in the White House.
Well, who hasn't? I mean, Trump was going to be America's president, too. Remember? First thing he did was took a fucking the world tour, and Obama, he took all the fucking the rich corporate heads, CEOs. Remember, he took a whole plane load of them, went on a tour. Harley Davidson, you know, setting up fucking operations in India and China. I mean, in Caterpillar in China. Remember, he took them all. He took them on our dollar to fucking take our goddamn industry out of this country. And so did Trump. I mean, Trump spent a lot of time over there being, you know, the king of the fucking Jews. There ain't none of them no different than the others. It's them against stuff. People have to understand that by now. I cannot believe they cannot understand that by now. It is them against us, and they're starting to use that term again, ruling class. There is no fucking ruling class. There cannot be, or else the Bill of Rights cannot be. The Bill of Rights does not allow for a ruling class. It cannot exist. So, I mean, the bottom line is, they're talking about our goddamn, you know, like that bitch the other day, talking about going to fucking put a moratorium on our fucking the Second Amendment. It ain't the fucking Second Amendment. That is a separate body of law. It was law. Absolute, unalienable fucking law before it was ever attached to that Constitution that never was. And if you were ever going to put two documents together, you can't. I know contract law, too. You take two contracts, which the Bill of Rights was an agreement between we, the people, that these are our natural rights and we will kill and die for each other and for these rights. The fucking Constitution was about government power that we never fucking gave them. We never relinquished any power to them because we did not ratify that son of a bitch in Constitution. But you take two contracts of opposite fucking goddamn, of opposite meaning, of opposite fucking agenda, like the Constitution is about fucking government fucking power. The Bill of Rights is about the people's supreme superior power. You can't adjoin two contracts of opposite fucking content. You can't do it. One has to devour the other. They knew this. When they tried to go, we'll put it as the preamble. We'll give you your Bill of Rights, wink, wink. You know, but we're going to have to put it as a preamble to the Constitution. Just be a part of the Constitution. It actually would have been the First Amendment if they were doing anything, but it was put as a preamble. And when they put those two contracts together, right that second, one of them was doomed, and it's going to be that Constitution because this fucking shit ain't over with yet. One of them has to destroy the other. It cannot be both ways. You cannot have a fucking contract with concerning government power attached to a contract concerning the people's power, which is supreme. It's which end of the contract gets enforced. At that point, you have an open contract because it does not fucking settle anything. It does not establish anything except the fact that some fucking traitors attached that son of a bitch when it was already the law of the land. It didn't need to be attached to nothing. It didn't need to be a preamble. It was the fucking law. They did that so that they would have an apparatus using that fucking Constitution that was unlawfully ratified, not by representatives of the people, but by representatives appointed by the aristocracy that the people rose up against in the first fucking place. And that is what you're seeing happen to your Bill of Rights, because they are pushing their fucking unlawful contract, no doubt a fucking about it. But you're not enforcing your lawful fucking contract. You're not enforcing your lawful fucking goddamn law. That is the fucking problem, people. Be that Spartacus. You got a right to freedom and liberty. Your forefathers fucking bled for it. They had their homes destroyed. They saw their loved ones killed. They killed and were killed to get it. And you won't fucking stand up and fucking enforce it. They had to get it. All you had to do was enforce it. And people all along, it should have been fucking, the gun should have been there pointing right at their fucking head every inch of the fucking way. You try to use that fucking Constitution to touch one of them fucking, it's like this bitch here. There are already exemptions to the Constitution. No, there's not. There cannot be. That is absolute factual fucking law. It leaves no, it's, in fact, it forbids any exception in the 9th article and the 10th article. So any exception is, by definition, a fucking violation. So it's already being violated. No fucking shit. I know that, you cunt. But you're fixing to violate it some fucking more, and you did it right out here in the fucking open. You didn't try to, I mean, like the 1968 Gun Control Act, but we should have killed every fucking one of them right then and there. They did not have the fucking authority, and it was outlawed by we the people under the 9th and 10th article. They couldn't fucking write it. They couldn't enforce it. They were never to have anything to do with our fucking guns. Why? Because those guns aren't there for individual fucking protection, though that's where they can be used for that. Those guns are there. Those are our liberty teeth. Those are to crush any motherfucker that tries to form up a fucking totalitarian fucking apparatus to fucking enslave us. That's what those guns are for. That's what that second article's for. As the last fucking as our last remedy is what it is. It is our last remedy, and if we don't exercise it, fuck, get down on you. Might as well get down on your fucking knees. Might as well get you some fucking knee pads so you can suck ass while you're at it, because that is the fucking reality of it. You're Spartacus. You have the right to liberty. It belongs to you. Take it. Take it at every instance. Anyway, we've made it to the top of the hour, and people, fucking take it. You're Spartacus. You don't look for Spartacus. You want to look for Spartacus, go look in the mirror. That's where you'll find Spartacus, because that's the Spartacus that's going to have to fight these motherfuckers, and that's a natural fact, and that is the word from the trenches. We'll be back on Monday.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother. I forgot to do the thing. I keep doing it. I'm not going to do that. Position.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!
Yeah.
Here I come.